Okay, and finally, from Ohio State, Nadine Muzzerall could not make it today. Needless to say, she's quite busy in her first couple days, but we do have her assistant coach, or associate head coach, pardon me, Jeff Quizzumi. And Jeff, I apologize if I said your last name wrong, but we are very glad to have you back in the WCHA, and are you with us on the call?
Yes, I am. Thanks, Matt.
Fantastic.
Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Thank you for joining us. We'll let you start. I know you probably don't know much about the program yet, but any opening comments you want to make, the floor is yours.
Sure. Nadine apologizes that she can't be here for this call, but excited to be here back in the WCHA. It's been a crazy week, for sure. I'm not sure if Brad is still on, and I know I can't speak for Nadine firsthand, but I'm sure she would equally have some great things to say about her experience working with you at one of her most favorite places. I think it would be, you know, it would be hard to leave a program that has been so successful as both a coach and player. So thank you, everyone else who has congratulated her. I'm looking forward to starting this journey with Nadine. It was extremely unexpected, but I know she's ready to lead this program and be competitive here in the WCHA. And there's certainly going to be learning curves for us both, but we both said it ourselves, like, we're all in and we're ready to embrace this opportunity. So as far as our team, given that our coaching staff has just been put together, I literally was just got to Columbus about 3-4 days ago, met the team on Monday. So personally, I think what we can only do is base everything on paper right now. We want to try to stay away from discussing past accomplishments of any of our players. We want to look forward and give all our kids an opportunity to work and prove themselves. The team has been training pretty hard before we arrived, and they're excited that the coaching staff is in place. There aren't any more distractions, and can now focus on the season ahead of us. We're confident amongst the adversity that they've had to go through. It's only going to make them stronger, and we will be very competitive come, you know, a couple weeks once we start to get to know each other and do some team building and all those kind of things.
Wonderful. Thank you. We'll open up for questions.
This is Dane with the Pioneer Press. Just what have your first couple days with Nadine been like? I know you said it was unexpected to get that call. So I guess just over the last week, take me through the process of getting the call, coming to campus, and then what are kind of your first impressions of her?
Yeah, sure. I resigned from Yale in July, thinking that this was going to be my last season in the NWHL. And so the entire summer I trained, my focus was on, you know, trying to put myself in the best situation to be the best that I can. And that's kind of what we obviously preach as coaches to our players. So I really took this summer to kind of be prepared for the season. And like a week ago when I got that call from Nadine, I had just gotten back from California visiting my family, training out there. And I had a new job that started September 1. I had my practice with the Whale a week later. And, you know, as soon as I got that call, there was this feeling that just came over me that I was really interested in it. And we talked about it. If she had asked me about a month ago about this position, I don't think I would have taken it. I think it's the fact that it was the right time, where my head was at and where the team is at right now. I'm very excited about that. So it was definitely a whirlwind. I own a house in Connecticut. I had two contracts, one with my new job, one with the Whale. Just had to, you know, very quickly figure out, do I sell my house, do I not, and all those things. And finally, you know, just moving itself and coming out here. Excited to be back in the Midwest for sure, but it's been a crazy couple of days just meeting the team. All the little things you do when you start a new job, you know, with HR and trying to think about recruits. And now that recruiting has come to, you know, this situation where we're recruiting early, we feel like we're pretty far behind in that right now. So my head is constantly thinking about, I think the biggest thing for our girls is to know that they have stability and leadership right now, that that we're here for them and we're moving forward.
first impressions of her?
Of Nadine?
Yeah.
I don't know Nadine personally as a, like an on-ice coach. We haven't really worked together on the ice, but we have, you know, spoken during recruiting events and those kind of things, and I've just heard really good things about her from other people. And, of course, I asked several of my colleagues and friends and family for their advice, and there's not one person that told me to pass this opportunity up. So I think she's going to be great. She exhibits a lot of confidence, and I think through her success at the U as far as being a player and a coach, she's going to bring that along with her experience with the Canadian national team too as well. I'm so excited to just get after it right now and do everything we can to be successful. No problem.
Coach Kelly Schultz, Beaver Radio Network here in Bemidji. Well, congratulations on your new job.
Thank you.
I know I've asked a couple of the coaches about their thoughts on the National Women's Hockey League and the opportunity for young women. You've played for them. What is your thoughts about the opportunities that these young players are having for the future?
I think it's incredible. You asked me a couple of years ago if I thought I'd be able to even play in it or if it was actually going to happen in our lifetime. I would have had doubts. And I want to thank Danny Ryland for, you know, making this dream come true for so many girls. Right now the salaries aren't livable wages, but they're certainly, you know, it's a very good part-time salary. And essentially we're only on the ice three times a week. And it's perfect for those that want to keep maintaining, you know, full-time positions somewhere else and to be able to do this and continue on their passion. I think women retire way too early. Most of them retire after their collegiate seasons are over. And some, you know, a handful will go to Europe and play for a couple more seasons. But this gives, you know, plenty of girls besides the ones that are on the national team an opportunity to dream and to live out their dream. And I've just seen within a matter of this a couple months, you know, little girls having idols that are in the NWHL saying, you know, I want to play for the Whale, I want to play for Buffalo, those kind of things. And I think that's where it's all worth it. I just hope it sustains. I think that's my biggest worry is that we just need to keep growing it and promoting it. And it starts with, you know, the grassroots level and just keep talking about it because a lot of people still to this day don't even know that that league exists.
Jeff, it's Matt Wellens at the News Tribune in Duluth. How hard was it to walk away from possibly your last season of pro hockey?
It was extremely hard. I had a personal statement that the NWHL asked me for, and I think the people that know me are the only ones that really understand how much hockey has meant to me. And I remember all the sacrifices I made just to continue playing after college, you know, driving 2.5 hours to Boston just for a practice. For when I played for the Boston Blades and then 2.5 hours back. And to do that for multiple years without getting paid, pretty much paying to play. And I can't say that I'm in my own category in itself. I mean, there's Winnie Brote, who's, you know, a mother of two, who's still playing at that elite level with the Whitecaps and those kind of things. So, you know, it's hard for us to walk away, definitely hard. And I wanted to be able to walk away on my own and not have it be because I need to get a job, I need to do this, I need to do that. So I'm fortunate enough to be in this situation where, you know, I got to play as long as I did and experience all the success that I had. But now I am so ready to just, you know, continue and really fully give to my coaching career.
Jeff, it's Matt again. Was there anything specifically about Ohio State that maybe gave you a little peace of mind on retiring as a player? Or what was it about this job that said, okay, I can walk away and begin this next chapter?
Well, that's a good question. I like that question because I don't think it would have been for any other job that I would have left. I had a couple different opportunities this summer to get back into coaching. And, you know, I definitely missed the relationship piece. That's, I would say that's my favorite part of coaching is being able to mentor these young athletes. But the thing about Ohio is, you know, they're just in a great situation to be successful. They have this beautiful campus, this amazing university, and these kids are in dire need of, you know, just consistency. And I knew the next place that I wanted to coach at was going to be for a long time. And that's why I wouldn't have taken any other job in OSU. It's a feeling that I can't really describe. I just knew it right away.
Jess, Kelly again, what is your coaching philosophy?
Coaching philosophy. I have many, and it changes from year to year. It's centered around really the care for the athlete and the overall just passion for the game. So I go back and forth on how I want to coach. I generally, you know, as an assistant coach, has been in this position to be the nice guy and those kind of things with this other role. I'm looking forward to, you know, really getting after it as far as being a little tougher on our kids, holding them accountable a little bit more in those areas. But as far as, like, the game itself goes, I've always been about speed, and that's kind of the focus, speed and work ethic, that we're going to promote for these kids.
Jeff, it's Matt Duluth again. Who's been working with the team prior to you and Nadine taking over?
The men's staff here have done an incredible job, and we actually, me and Nadine have both not skated with the team yet, so we're very fortunate that they have been coming out and working with the team and just running a couple of practices, as well as our strength coach Tyler has been doing that for our girls. And you know, it's great that our girls could have taken it one of two ways, you know, and they're excited. They were in a very good position when we got here. They're just ready to go, and they've been working hard on their own too as well. During captain's practices, and no one's telling them what to do, and I think we have some pretty good leadership, and me and Nadine have some talking to do on what we feel is the best thing to do for naming captains and those kind of things.
Jessica, it's Brad from the Herald and Grand Forks. What's the status of Jincy Dunn at this point? Do you guys know if she's going to be able to start practicing again with you guys here in the fall?
Don't really want to comment on any of our players right now. We kind of want to stay away from that until we see and we get on the ice ourselves.
Anything else for Jess? All right. Well, Jess, thank you. I know it's been a whirlwind few days, and we really appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
No
Congratulations.
Problem. Thank you. Thanks for having me.